Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's my baby mama. Yeah, no. I'm on child support. She get welfare checks, but I stay in court. It's my baby mama. Yeah, no. She be riding caddy. And she always looking for sugar daddies.
It's my baby daddy.
Yeah, no.
He always broke.
It's a great song.
Is it a great song?
Oh, man. Don't hate on Project Pat's window.
It's a great song.
Project Pat had a window. Everybody had a window. Who are you talking about earlier? Criss Cross. Criss Cross had that window.
Chuck, chill out.
3-6 Mafia. 3-6 Mafia was big.
And then they win an Oscar.
Yeah, for song about, what is it? It's hard out here for a camp. You know.
Speaking of, Dr. Detroit does not hold up.
You can't be bad if you win an Oscar.
Top of the hour, we try to do what?
Give away money.
And it doesn't even matter that it's the 5 o'clock hour on a holiday weekend. We're trying to give you a chance to win money.
Thank us.
560 WQAM signing bonus contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word dragon. Dragon. But not like stop dragging my heart around, Tom Petty song. Dragon, the fire-breathing dragon. What's that show, that very popular show about dragons?
Yeah, the one where now...
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Isn't that about dragons?
Yeah, dragons a part of it.
Is it coming back? Because one of the dragons got blue eyes now.
Spoiler.
Now we're in trouble.
What does that even mean?
Don't do spoilers.
Huh? Text the word dragon to 72881 right now, and you are registered. D-R-A-G-O-N. Dragon. If you don't win this time, your next chance coming up, 6 o'clock with Alex Dono. Alex Dono's in the building. He's getting ready. I'll have your next code word at 6 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Text the word dragon to 72881. Everybody's looking forward to the game tonight, game tomorrow. We had Andy Baskin on earlier from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. We had Matt Weiner on from NBA TV today. Both of them are like, yeah, it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State in the finals. and that's kind of the way I feel, too. There are four potential games left. Cleveland and Golden State need to win two out of their next two games, and I believe they're both going to do it.
That's sad.
I believe they're both going to do it.
But I don't think Houston has a chance. You don't believe Boston 20%, 15%? You don't think Boston has a chance of winning one of these next two?
I think they would have a chance in game seven, but again, you know, what do you think the line would be on a game seven? Now, Boston is, let's say Cleveland wins tonight. Cleveland's a 6.5-point favorite. Now, game seven goes back to Boston. Boston has handled Cleveland all three games in Boston.
And they're undefeated at home this offseason.
What do you think the line is for a game seven on Sunday?
Got to be pick 'em.
Yeah, I think it's pick 'em. Maybe Cleveland minus one.
No.
Just because of LeBron.
That's it.
So
it's LeBron in a game
home
seven.
Usually 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, basketball more.
4 or 5. So LeBron is just being there, swings at 7 points.
If I told you that in a game seven against Boston, LeBron James' team was getting points, wouldn't you jump on it? I would jump on it.
I just don't – all the facts. We talk to Rob Pozzola all the time. We didn't have him this week. What's he, in Ireland somewhere?
Yeah, Dublin.
Yeah. We talk to him all the time. You got to go with the trends. We've seen the trend. This trend of the entire postseason is that Boston is going to ball at home. And you've seen it now. I think they're 9-0, 10-0 at home or something.
They're 10-0.
10-0 at home. I think it's some record, postseason record. But LeBron's there. So,
Done. Yes, yes, that's curtains. Exactly right.
Before the tip-off,
curtains. I'm just saying, like, I think the majority of the betting public, I think the majority of the basketball public, like, picture it, the ESPN, you know, it's game seven, it's in Boston, you've seen the way the first six games have played out, and then on ESPN, they show every analyst and which team they pick with the logo next to them. How many Celtics logos you think you're going to see on that screen?
One from Cornbread Maxwell.
One from Cornbread Maxwell, who doesn't even work for ESPN.
None.
Cornbread. Cornbread Maxwell.
At some point, it just can't always
this is
be.
Exciting.
That's LeBron.
Yeah.
It's LeBron.
It's that until it's not.
But you can lay out everything about all the winning, the percentage there, what they do at home, their defense picks up. Everything you hear about Boston during these games. Oh, LeBron's coming in town? Throw that out the window.
Yeah.
He's good. Is he? He's that good?
I mean, didn't you think Indiana and Victor Oladipo were going to have their way with the Cavs in the first round?
But they weren't mature enough. They weren't well coached.
You
don't think Brad is going to have these guys locked in with the blinders on, laser focused?
I don't know.
Defensive shifts and
I reserve the right to figure out my opinion after tonight's
game. I'll be honest though, I hate that. Because it happens with the Patriots, too, going to the NFL. Well, they do this, they do that, the best offense, the best defense. Then they got Brady.
Right.
But this is number two. Here we're number three. That's why they got game seven at home, speaking of the Celtics.
Got LeBron.
And they got LeBron. It's just, there's no argument when,
it's
you,
an
say,
argument
when you say a couple names. I'm not
under.
Comfortable with that. So, I like team sport. There's no I in team.
Today on the show, and I said earlier, like, I know a lot of people are driving right now. Our office closed at 2 today. I know a lot of people, you know, get a jump on the Memorial Day weekend. So we've had Omar Kelly. We talked some Dolphins with him. And we had Matt Weiner from NBA TV and Andy Baskin up in Cleveland at 92.3 The Fan. So we've talked a lot of basketball as well. The other thing we've been doing this afternoon is interspersing some moments from the shows in the past. We had a ton of laughs. There's some ones. My favorite, honestly, because we do a lot of the same best ofs, but we debuted a new one today, which was the you with the phlegm in your throat. And that might be my all-time favorite show clip. Because it's just jarring. But we're going to play something in the next segment that I am delighted to be able to do. Now, when was this? This was probably, it's less than a year, right, Valero?
It was when Chris Christie was filling in for
right,
Mike.
Right, but
Francesa.
It was like less than a year, right? Oh, because it was a holiday, because remember all the beaches in New Jersey were closed, but Chris Christie, who's got a house on the beach, he was videoed, you know, having a little family barbecue on the beach and he was sunning himself, and it was up for a lot of criticism.
And they criticized him.
It was July,
so almost a year. So then a couple weeks after that, he fills in for Mike Francesa, I believe, on The Fan in New York. Chris Christie, a big sports fan, and he's got a gift of gab, as most politicians do. But the funny thing about it is when a caller calls into The Fan and starts talking to Chris Christie about, you know, spending the weekend on the beach when no one else in New Jersey is allowed to, Chris Christie seems to get rattled, and then he just calls the guy a communist. And we were tickled by it. We thought it was funny as hell.
That's an out.
It's a weird, like, I take no shortage of critical phone calls, and I've never called someone a communist in return. I get a lot of texts. I've never texted back someone that they're a communist. It seemed like an easy place for Chris Christie to go. Worked for him.
An easy side to take.
So in the next segment, we're going to play a segment from about a year ago where we were delighted by this Chris Christie audio. And then we started to take phone calls from people that wanted to be called communists. They wanted the Chris Christie treatment. Just a fun radio segment.
You gave it to him.
We're gonna play it in the next segment as our best of Memorial Day weekend look back.
Guys, y'all gotta get out. and check out the Buick Enclave. This Memorial Day weekend, about a month ago now, my wife, we talked about getting a new family SUV. She saw the Buick Enclave on the road. We went and looked at it. The beauty's there. We saw it. But the features match the beauty. We have the two kids, the 6-year-old and the 5-year-old. The 4G Wi-Fi is amazing for the kids and the wife with her laptop doing her work. The kids with their little devices. The Apple CarPlay I love because it's synced to my phone, my contact list, my playlist. But everything is top-notch, just like a space shuttle. Touchscreen everything. The start and stop feature for fuel economy over 20 miles per gallon. Start and stop feature. When you stop at a light, when you stop the car, the engine shuts off. When you take your foot off the brake, it cranks back up. It's the coolest thing in the world, and it saves you money. I love to save money while I'm driving a beautiful car, and that's the Buick Enclave. And with the kids, you're worried about the safety. 5-star safety rating, OnStar system, camera mirrors, surround vision, front collision alert, everything you need to be safe. You're going to have fun. It's going to be perfect for your family. Getting a beautiful car with technology, fuel economy, safety that's perfect for your whole crew, it's the Buick Enclave. Check out the Regal, the LaCrosse, the Encore, the Envision. They are all wonderful vehicles, but my family fell in love with the Buick Enclave, and your will too. Get to a South Florida Buick GMC dealer right now.
Radio.com.
So here's Chris Christie, another guy who tucks his shirt in when he probably shouldn't. But he's filling in for Mike Francesa on WFAN, the governor of New Jersey. He had the bad situation where he was on a closed beach to the public because he was governor, but because they hadn't passed the budget, no one else was allowed on the beach.
He should have just brought some pretty girls out there with him, and it would have made him look cool. He had the whole Klump family.
Put a canopy up, and no one can take aerial photos. But anyway, he's hosting on WFAN yesterday, and a caller calls in, and this is the exchange.
Mike in Montclair. What's up, Mike?
Governor, next time you want to sit on a beach that is closed to the entire world except you,
Yeah. You
put your fat ass in a car and go to one that's open to all your constituents.
Well, you know,
not just you and yours.
Interesting, Mike. You know what?
What's that, Gov?
You know, Mike, I love getting calls from communists in Montclair.
Communists in Montclair.
You know,
you're a bully, Governor, like bullies.
You know what? And listen, I'm not the one who came on the air. Hey, hold on, Mike. Mike, I'm not the guy who came on the air, swore on the air.
Who swore?
And so you did.
I kick the heck out of you.
Yeah, you know, you swearing on the air, Mike. You're a bum. Bad optics.
Okay?
Mike,
and
I'd love to come look at your optics every day, buddy. And you know what, Mike? What matters is what you do. That's what matters.
And what have you done?
What I just did was stop polluting the airwaves.
All right, so he hung up
like
on
that.
Him. So go ahead. So a couple things there. So I say go ahead and call in right now. I want to use the Governor Christie track here when it comes to callers, which is the caller is obviously a disgruntled citizen of the state. And so Chris Christie just says, you're a communist. You're a bum. And then I'd like to see your optics every day.
Is that an out, though?
No.
Call somebody a communist?
It worked for Trump. So, and Christie spent a lot of time with him.
That's ridiculous.
Because Trump kind of would just call anybody anything.
That's like a little kid argument.
Yes. Yes.
It really is a little kid
which
arguing.
Is what sports radio is. Like, I'm not taking issue with Chris Christie. I think that's a perfect out from. So I'm saying call in to criticize me and Crowder. 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. Call in to criticize us right now. You can. I'm going to let you criticize us. Could be that I'm ugly, he's ugly, he only had one interception. You could criticize Valero. You can say Channing's a terrible father. That's them speaking, not me.
Communist.
And then I'll just call you a communist. Crowder will call you a communist.
You're a bum.
We might call you a bum. I may ask to see your optics, and then I'm going to hang up on you. But I like it. I think it's good. Steve, let's try this out. Steve, go ahead. You're on QAM.
First of all, my boy plays in the same Cooper City League with Shannon Crowder's boy, and I've seen him up close, so I'm not going to say a damn word to him. But you, Hawkman, you pencil neck geek, I got a couple of thing bones to pick with you.
Oh, you pencil neck geek.
Number one, how many times are you going to say Maxwell Cornbread and Dr. Chuck Messer's name? Like 150,000, you pencil neck geek? Number two.
Well, how many times are you going to say your own name, Steve?
Number two, it takes you 20 hours to set up a thing. How many times are you going to replay Christy's thing before you actually get to the bit? Come on.
Well, how many times are you going to replay it, Steve? You know, Steve, this, where are you from, Steve?
Cooper City.
That's what I love getting calls. Communists in Cooper City, Steve. Communists in Cooper City.
Hockman, if you knew anything, we voted for Hillary Clinton, Hockman.
You're a bum. You know who you know who Cooper City voted for? A bum.
You're a bum.
I hung up on you because your optics were bad. That is fun, man. I love this. Jay, let's do that. No, don't laugh.
I got a bone to pick with you. Next time you want to make fun of a dude with no legs, you take your fat ass down to the track and run with paper clips attached to you. And another goddamn thing. How you going to make fun of some Valero's Daisy Duke? It's 2017. We support the L, the B, the G, the T, and the Q.
Let's throw an F in there for Valero. LGBTQF.
How does the guy who sucked Oreos make fun of a guy who wears coochie cutters?
Oh, listen, man, I'd like to see you with Oreos.
And coochie cutters.
Yeah. You're a bum, Jay. Where are you from?
I'm from your mom's house.
Nice call, the communist from my mom's house. I could do this for hours.
I think he tricks you with the location.
He's a communist. Of course he's at my mom's house. Huh? Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, for you to, you know, talk so much BS, but at the same time, you like to drive in the same car as Carlos Jimenez, a bunch of hypocrites who like to take the freaking highway and jump on 95. And who the hell pays for 95? We're taxpayers. Why are we paying for a freaking express lane?
Yeah, those, I'd like to see you drive on an express lane.
Hey, you can take those metal and plastic poles and express it up here. You know what? You know
yeah, well, why don't you take the poles and see how the optics look on you, you communist?
Ah.
You're a bum, Rob. You're a bum.
You do enjoy this.
It's great, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's great. Once you call someone a communist. Pete, go ahead, Pete.
Hello. I want to talk to that sorry excuse for a broadcaster. Follicle challenges, crocodile teeth, partner, one interception, having you're horrible. You guys suck. I can't stand you, but I listen every day. Thank you.
Wait, you're stunned? Call him a communist. What are you doing? He came in, he insulted you and left.
But then he hung up on himself.
But call him a communist.
Communist?
Call him a bum.
You're a bum. You're a communist bum.
We'd like to see your optics. Joe, go ahead, Joe.
You make fun of my teeth? He knows I'm
How
sensitive
you doing,
about
Hoffman
that.
And Crowder? What's going on, man?
I'm okay, man. A man just made fun of my teeth.
No.
I know this is the reason why I called. Ain't no time for no joking, man. I called for this, man. Hey, Shannon, you and Hoffman, I've been always wanting to take both of y'all in the ring, man. I think I could take both of y'all at the Hoffman. I take Hoffman first. And then,
I'd take you and your rings. I'd take all your rings from you in the ring.
Hey, but hey, congratulations, man, on being number one radio show, all right?
Thank you.
No, you're a communist, Joe.
Appreciate it, communist.
You're a Republican, man. You are a Republican.
No, you're a communist.
But you know what? Thank you for saying that, all right? Why don't you go on the beach, go on the private beach and spend some time with your family or something?
Yeah, I'd like to see your optics on a beach with your family.
Well, wear your thong that you have in your closet, okay?
All right, you get your thong out, and then we'll have a thong off, you communist.
No, I don't. You didn't deal with that one, Will.
Who's on line four? I don't see a name.
You just asked another man to have a thong off
he
with you?
He told me to wear my thong.
Let's go a different direction.
Who's on line four? I'm sorry. Sean, go ahead, Sean.
No thong
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, is this Cracker in a pants wetter?
Oh, I think you're a pants wetter.
You peed your pants before.
Listen, Hoffman, no one cares what kind of grapes you like. Next time you take your bald ass to Publix and buy regular grapes, just eat red grapes. No one cares about cotton candy grapes.
Oh, yeah, I bet no one cares about your grapes. Huh?
Yeah, you know what? I just eat the regular grapes like regular people. I don't go.
Oh, how about we eat the grapes like you eat, you communist? You probably eat the red grapes. You eat red communist grapes. You are full of red communist grapes. You're a bum.
Y'all are getting out of line.
That is so great. Because the national media is in town. Someone is getting in their car to go to the All-Star game. I'm watching it on MLB Network right now. They had Clayton Kershaw in one of the cars. Like, they're having, like, a red carpet thing through Miami. someone of high importance in media is getting into their car and just heard as they flip, oh, I'm going to listen to some sports radio. I'm sure they're talking about the All-Star game. Heard me screaming back and forth with the caller. No one cares about your grapes. You eat red communist grapes. You're a communist grape eater. And then just hanging up on the guy. And that guy's a bum.
You're a bum.
I have a funny story, by the way, about the cotton candy grapes.
Man. You're a good arguer.
Well, I gave three. I mean, there was three conditions to the argument. There was really even no improv there. It was whatever you say, I'm going to say back at you. I'm going to call you a communist at one point. I'm going to call you a bum, and I'm going to say I'd like to see your optics and then hang up on you. And that's the Chris Christie school of doing sports radio.
It's okay for you, but what about a governor having that same approach to a conversation? That's kind of sad.
But in that instance, he's a sports host, right? He's not the governor there, right?
I just believe, as a governor, you should have a better approach to any argument than yelling out the last thing I said.
Right, one would think.
You put on your thong. Put on your thong, too! Like, you're a government official. You can't argue better than that. I'm going to run for governor.
What's that, Gov?
What's that, Gov? That caller's so great. So I have a funny story about the cotton candy grapes that caller called up about. Yesterday, my wife goes to Publix. This, by the way, is a very positive story about Publix. This shows you how solid they are. My wife goes to Publix. She gets a bag of cotton candy grapes. They have been sold out at our Publix every time she goes. There were three bags left. She brings them home. I get home from work last night. We work late. She says, I got some cotton candy grapes. Really bothers you that we work late, huh?
Yes.
It seems to dig at you every time I mention it. There's like an involuntary sound that comes out of you when I say we're working late.
It's such a surprise that like there's nothing on the other side of it. I like to work with equal signs.
All right. Well,
hey, one more hour equals time with Hawk. I just, you know.
All right. Well, so I get home. My wife says, I got cotton candy grapes, but they're not good. I take it. It's not a cotton candy grape. It's a green grape. It's in the cotton candy grapes bag. It's just a green grape. So we pull them all out. You could see like the little bottom bushel looks different than the rest of the grapes. Cotton candy grapes are more expensive than regular grapes.
Oh,
we
have
a lot more expensive. Yes. Generally, it's close to like $10 a bag for the cotton candy grapes. But they're worth it, as Cornbread Maxwell told us.
Hmm. They're okay.
As Cornbread told us.
Yeah, he pulled me a little further.
All right. So we look at the grapes. We realized someone had gone to our Publix, took the cotton candy grapes out of the cotton candy grapes bag, replaced them with grapes from just a green grapes bag, then took the cotton candy grapes, put them in the green grapes bag, so when they check out, they're only paying for regular grapes. But they're getting the joy of the cotton candy grapes.
That's genius.
Genius. But it left us paying a ton of money for just regular grapes.
Gotcha.
We figured it out last night. So I tweeted out today, alert. Someone's at, anyway, Publix tweets back within 30 seconds. Can you please tell us where you know, which Publix this was? And I said, I tweet back and I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm not blaming you. I was pointing out to people, like, be careful. The grapes look a little bit different and there are some shady people out there. And Publix is like, you go back to that Publix. I told them which location. You go back. We've called them already. We'll give you regular cotton candy grapes. We're going to have our people on alert. And I believe Publix is a sponsor on the radio station. I don't know. But that is Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. That is the truth. They handled the situation. I didn't even want the situation handled, and I don't even know if we have any of the grapes left because I think we ate the grapes. Like, whatever. So we overpaid for regular grapes. They're still delicious. They're still grapes.
So you ate communist grapes?
No, those are red grapes. Red grapes are communist grapes.
You just got somebody fired to the Publix.
No, I think I put someone on alert that was trying to pull a fast one on Publix.
You made somebody's job more difficult because now there's a guy that now has to watch the damn cotton candy grape for the grape switch up.
That's right. Because you know your own advice. Someone's coming for your job. Someone woke up today looking to take your job.
As the grape watcher?
The grape guy in the produce department.
There was no grape guy until you started it.
Well, now there is.
It's ridiculous.
And someone's coming for his job. Tyler.
You like, you better go tell him something right there now.
Tell you what, someone tries to replace my cantaloupe with a gourd. I'm on it.
A what?
I don't know. Tyler. Go ahead, Tyler.
I called up for Channing Crowder, man. You are the worst excuse for a Zach Thomas replacement I have ever heard of in my entire life. You're only interception.
I bet you don't look like Zach.
That's good. That was good. It'd probably be that you can't replace Zach either. Keep going, Tyler.
You can't even tackle somebody in a wheelchair flying up the middle, bouncing off people, man.
I bet I know how to drive a wheelchair.
Goddamn right. That's the only thing. It looked like you were in a wheelchair every time you played. I was slow ass. Can't even guard a tight end. Come on, man.
I'm slow physically and mentally.
No. Call him. Call him a communist, and then ask him, you know, why he's so slow.
I don't have air conditioning at my house.
Candy grip. Somebody cares about your grapes. Eat real grapes. Eat some with seeds in it. Pick the seeds out like a damn man.
Yeah, I bet you've got some seeds. You communist.
Bum.
I'd like to see the optics on your seeds.
You're a bum.
Play the Chris Christie call just one more time quickly here. Here's Chris Christie replacing Mike Francesa yesterday, gets into a back and forth with a caller, and he fights the way that we just fought with the caller.
Mike in Montclair. What's up, Mike?
Governor, next time you want to sit on a beach that is closed to the entire world except you,
Yeah. You
put your fat ass in a car and go to one that's open to all your constituents.
Well, you know.
Not just you and yours.
Interesting, Mike. You know what?
What's that, Gov?
You know, Mike. I love getting calls from communists in Montclair.
Communists in Montclair.
You know,
you're a bully, Governor, like bullies.
You know what? And listen, I'm not the one who came on the air. Hey, hold on, Mike. Mike, I'm not the guy who came on the air, swore on the air.
Who swore?
And so you did.
I kicked the heck out of you.
Yeah, you know, you're swearing on the air, Mike. You're a bum.
You have bad optics.
Okay? Mike, and I'd love to come look at your optics every day, buddy.
What do you mean?
And you know what, Mike? What matters is what you do. That's what matters.
What have you done?
What I just did was stop polluting the airways with a guy like that.
Oh, that's excellent, man. That is great.
I just believe a governor should have better squabble. Better verbal squabble than that.
100%. I mean, really, a radio host should have better verbal squabble than that. You know what I mean?
That's ridiculous.
Anyone that is going to get into verbal altercations on a consistent basis, which a governor will, a radio host will, you've got to have better skills than whatever he says. You say it back, or you just go, oh, like it's like these crutches, these argument crutches.
But for us to argue, is Tannehill good or not? I think the Chris Christie arguments of the education budget, you know, it just seems like he should be a little better.
I will tell you, though, that I would imagine any call that you believe is going to be about sports that starts out with, why don't you take your fat ass to a beach? that you're kind of rattled there for a moment. You got to get it together, but you're rattled just for that one moment.
And actually, Chris Christie, I don't think he did much wrong. That was a private beach.
No, it was a public beach.
But he lived right on it.
Yes, but it was closed to everyone else that lived there.
Walk on down.
Yeah, no.
That's his backyard. No. Can't stop me from going to my backyard.
Bad optics.
My damn backyard.
That was bad optics.
Radio.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.